Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And certainly here in Colorado, we are just gratified to have so much natural scenery around us. It enriches our souls. It helps inform what we do for activities, and certainly keeps us entertained if you choose to do so. Well, it's been nearly a month, we know, since Governor Jared Polis issued the state of emergency for Colorado related to the coronavirus outbreak. And this public health crisis really has impacted everyday life for all of us from a physical, mental, and economic perspective, as well as many other perspectives. The sheer loneliness and boredom is getting on the minds of many. Well, as the number of cases continues to rise, so does the community's change in turning towards its affection for the outdoors, a source of solace during a time of crisis. We've been seeing people hiking more, biking, walking the dog more, reflecting on all the comforts that nature can bring us. And joining us this morning, we have Rebecca Jewett, the CEO of Palmer Land Trust. And welcome to the show, Rebecca.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Shannon.
We're so glad that you're here to talk about how our natural areas are being impacted, elevated, and really providing us therapeutic treatment during these challenging times. I know I've certainly felt it. Let's start with a little background on the Palmer Land Trust. A lot of people may not be familiar with your organization. How long has it been in the region serving, and what is your mission?
Yeah, we've been around since 1977, headquartered here in Colorado Springs. And for all those decades, we have been focused on land conservation and ensuring the protection of land for both current and future generations. And I think it's so easy to take the land for granted. You know, there is Pikes Peak every day looking at us, looking beautiful. And yet these open spaces that we're all visiting so much right now, those all took work to put into place as a park or as an open space. And so what Palmer has done over the last 40-odd years is to ensure the creation of public open spaces and trails, make sure that once they're in existence, they're being stewarded and the landscape is kept healthy, and that really that this land is available as a resource for our community, for health, well-being, places to recreate, local food, in terms of our agricultural land, all of those things that are just part of our everyday lives as Southern Coloradans.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about the conservation aspect and protecting aspect that comes into it a little bit later on in today's show. But let's talk about this. We know that Palmer Land Trust is based here in Colorado. Is it serving primarily El Paso County or a larger geographic area?
So we are based in Colorado Springs, and we got our start by focusing on El Paso County. However, over the years, we have grown, and today we serve greater southern Colorado, all the way out east to the state line with Kansas, down south to the state line with New Mexico, and up against the mountains to the west. And that's really because when you think about the landscape, it's all connected. You know, what happens in the headwaters in the mountains impacts our water quality here in Colorado Springs. It impacts, you know, availability of water for farmers. And when it comes to recreation, while we're all recreating in our own backyards right now, you know, in normal times, we're exploring our whole region with recreation. So we serve the greater region because we believe the land is something that really connects us as a regional community.
Certainly does. Specifically, what are Palmer Land Trust's areas of focus?
Yeah, so the Pikes Peak region is a primary area of focus, you know, certainly with the urban base population here in El Paso County, you know, being the largest city in southern Colorado, second largest in Colorado in general. We spend a lot of energy focused on Pikes Peak and the surrounding counties, so El Paso, Teller, and Fremont. Heavy focus on recreation, but also scenic views. You know, can you picture driving west from Colorado Springs? You get to Woodland Park, so on Highway 24, and then you get past Woodland Park to Divide. And it's really in that stretch where you get these amazing views of the northern slopes of Pikes Peak. I think you know, almost everybody can picture that view. Well, most of that is actually private land right there. A handful of ranchers who have owned that land for decades. We, in addition to creating public open spaces for us all to recreate, we work with private landowners to preserve views like that one. So that view of Pikes Peak on Highway 24 is forever conserved thanks to those wonderful landowners and the work of Palmer Land Trust and amazing partners. So Pikes Peak region, heavy focus. And then we also have a focus in the Pueblo area and east of Pueblo to Rocky Ford, where we work with local farmers to make sure that land is conserved for farming, that there's water available for farming, and that we have an abundant local food supply in our region.
Yeah, all those views, just priceless, and really do so much for our spirits. But I'm sure they actually also do something to us physically. You know, some sort of release of endorphins is felt when you look at those majestic vistas. How can conservation really serve our community in light of this COVID-19 outbreak that I think is bringing more anxiety into our lives as we deal with it?
Well, I think what we're seeing is that we're all turning to the land right now for whether it's for recreational activity, whether it's just to get out of the house into our own backyard to escape maybe the news. And so nature and our surrounding environment is really, I think it's a centering point for all of us in Southern Colorado. It's a place for calm, for mental health, for physical health. And, you know, I can't remember who to attribute this quote to, but the gist of the quote is, nature is the only thing large enough to hold all of humanity's challenges. And I think that I love that quote. And it's, you know, you think about where do we go when we are in our most dire circumstances in terms of peace of mind and in recentering and trying to find solutions to challenges in front of us. And I think for many, many of us in Southern Colorado, it's getting outside and it's looking at Pikes Peak and enjoying just what makes this place home and having a sense of comfort in that.
And we should all feel lucky that we're able to still get out and enjoy it, that the orders haven't been made strict enough so that that is off limits. Right now, our time is 9:16. We have much more to talk to Rebecca Jewett about. She is with the Palmer Land Trust. We are learning about what the Land Trust does, as well as how we all benefit from their conservation efforts. And we're going to be talking much more about that in the coming segments. But first, we're going to take a break. Be back after these messages. And welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And today, we are talking about the topic of nature providing us these comfort and solace that we need in times of crisis, and the unique natural resources that Colorado has at its feet, and thank goodness we do. And we have Rebecca Jewett with the Palmer Land Trust. She's the CEO of that organization, joining us by the phone. And Rebecca, we see it every day, the community turning to the landscape that surrounds us to find that comfort. You know, we're all so fortunate to live within driving distance, or really within walking distance, of so much natural splendor. Have you seen the community really, I guess, turning up the notch when it comes to seeking out solace following this coronavirus outbreak?
Yeah, I think we are all seeing this. You know, maybe it's through social media posts of people saying, oh, I got outside today and it was, you know, it was so needed for me. I know I am certainly lucky. I have a trail in my backyard that I've been able to get on every day. But I think maybe the things we're not thinking about and what Palmer Land Trust has seen is we've actually had people come to us. They know we work with farmers and ranchers, wondering how they can support local food and support the land that way, because that's another area where the land provides us so much that I think we may not always think about day to day. And we actually put a wonderful resource on our website of local farms and ranches where you can get some local food delivered or, you know, come harvest time, you know, you can go visit them, hopefully, when we're all out of this quarantine later on. Go visit these farmers yourself and support them by buying local food. But I think, you know, the more we embrace the value of the land for us, and certainly there's the public and physical health, but there's also the economic value of the land, whether it's through supporting local agriculture, which is such a critical part of our economy in Southern Colorado, whether it's tourism, you know, back when we can all get out of the house mm-hmm. again, tourism is a huge driver in our region. And people come here and visit here mainly because of the land.
Right. Let's tell people the website. It's palmerlandtrust.org, and you can find out much more about the mission and the scope of the work that you're doing. And it's very important. You know, it's imperative, really, that we all nurture the land, both from an environmental and economic perspective, right?
Yeah, you know, I think it's easy to both take the land for granted and think that conservation is a luxury, you know, something we can get to maybe, you know, when times are good. But I think it's actually in times of crisis, like now, where we start to see the true value of our environment and of the landscape. And as I mentioned just a minute ago, it's a tremendous economic value to it in terms of supporting our economy through agriculture, tourism, recreation. You know, there's a huge amount of value there that we don't necessarily recognize, but also the health value. I think it's another thing that we're really seeing emerge from this crisis is the physical and mental health that we get from the landscape, from being out on a trail, from, you know, seeing those inspiring views of Pikes Peak, which, you know, might even be, you know, better than a daily meditation, or maybe it is a daily meditation.
Yeah, you could do both.
People. seeing Pikes Peak like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Palmer Land Trust originally did have an event scheduled for this month, and you were going to be honoring women in conservation. We know that a lot of events are getting canceled, and I'm assuming that event is changing or getting canceled. But tell us about the women you are planning to honor, and let's just take a few minutes. Let's just honor them right now. We can do it.
Right. Yep. Our event was supposed to be next week, and we did cancel it. And Women in Conservation, it's been going on for years, and we recognize a handful of women every year who are doing unique, interesting, innovative things in the conservation space. And this year, we are recognizing four wonderful women, Kate Greenberg, who is our Colorado Commissioner of Agriculture and the first woman to actually hold that position. We're still going to recognize them right now.
This is what we're doing.
Also, Heather Hansman, who is an adventurer and an author of a book called Downriver: Into the Future of Water in the West. And she wrote this book as a lesson for herself into Colorado and Western water law, and then wrote this wonderful book to share with all of us to better understand water as this really precious resource in the West, but also very complex, as we all know, in terms of how it's regulated. And so we were going to have her as well. Kate Kavanaugh is a butcher out of Denver. And one of the things that's so neat about this event is we choose women who you might not even think of as traditional conservationists, but it shows you how, honestly, we're all conservationists. Anyone who cares about the land is a conservationist. And so we are pulling these women together who may not exemplify that traditional thinking of conservationists. And Kate is such a good example as a butcher in Denver who really values regenerative agriculture and is an advocate for local food. So we're going to have her. And then finally, because we had Fort Lyda Hill, who we all know is just a amazing
powerhouse. Yes.
Oh my gosh, with her philanthropy and her entrepreneurism. And so we are recognizing her as well for everything she has done for Southern Colorado's landscape.
Oh, you know, that sounds like such a slate of impressive people and women in conservation. I'm thinking that we need to plan another extra show and just have them all join us as phone-in guests. We might be able to do that and still abide by all the social distancing rules. Might just work.
Oh, you don't.
We're coming up on 9:30. We're coming up on 9:30 right now. We're speaking to Rebecca Jewett, who's with Palmer Land Trust, and we're talking about really all the efforts that the trust is doing in terms of conserving land and vistas that we all depend on to bring us comfort and what makes living in Colorado so very special. We're going to be talking much more with her after the break. Right now, it's time to go to these messages. You're listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. And you're listening to The Extra, the show that connects you with people, topics, and issues that are important to you. We're going to get to more of our discussion with the Palmer Land Trust and their CEO, Rebecca Jewett, in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about that today on the Afternoon News with Ted Robertson, we're going to have a visit with Care and Share, as well as continuing COVID coverage, your top stories, traffic, and weather, and much more. But also, there's some breaking news that just broke into the ABC newsroom. Bernie Sanders has suspended his campaign for the presidency, leaving Joe Biden the presumptive candidate for the Democratic candidacy for president. So we will continue to be following that. That is breaking news just into the newsroom. Now let's return to our guest, Rebecca Jewett with the Palmer Land Trust. We were talking about that. There's a distant family connection there, but
Patty.
It's definitely a point of pride in our community. But the Palmer Land Trust, talk about a point of pride. I was just looking over some of your website materials. The mission that the Palmer Land Trust has is to protect Southern Colorado's lands for present and future generations. And just as testament to how much they've been fulfilling that mission, since created 135,000 acres, well, nearly 136,000 acres have been preserved. 20 public parks and open spaces have been protected forever through the work that you've been doing. And you are the 18th largest land trust in the USA. So that is amazing work that continues. And you can find out more by going to palmerlandtrust.org. But turning back to our discussion, we know that as the restrictions have tightened in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, Rebecca, we're reminded now more than ever that, you know, our food that we rely on and those and the food chains and the food systems are so critical. Why is this important, and what work are you doing in this realm?
Yeah, we're all seeing right now how much, you know, our food systems are so quickly impacted just by it being harder to get to the grocery store, by changes in everyone's purchases where, you know, we just can't get as much as we normally could, all understandably so. But we work with local farmers, and we've been doing this work for a long time. And one of the things that I hope comes out of this very challenging time is an awareness that we actually have amazing local food right in our own backyard in Southern Colorado. Most of the farmers that we work with farm along the Arkansas River, so just south of here, and we work with a lot of farmers in Pueblo and then going out east to Rocky Ford. You know, these are areas that are known for our famed melons. You know, we have our Rocky Ford cantaloupe, we have our Pueblo chilies, but we have a lot other food as well. And so one of the things we're paying very close attention to right now as Palmer Land Trust is how can we support these farmers? They are getting seeds in the ground right now. This is that time of year, and yet they're really struggling to make that happen. It's hard to get workers right now. They're trying to figure out how to do their work in light of all the restrictions. Of course, it is essential work deemed by the state, and we already knew that intuitively anyways. But what we're trying to do, besides directly helping farmers, we're also trying to get the word out about the importance of local food and how everyone in this region can support your local farmers. We have a resource on our website, palmerlandtrust.org, where we have listed a number of tremendous local producers, many of whom can are able to sell food directly to consumers right now and ship their products. So this might be local grass-fed beef, it might be pinto beans, you know, all kinds of really important healthy food. So So I would, you know, I think this is a time during this crisis of refocusing on what is most important, where we live. And as we talked about earlier, so much of it in Southern Colorado comes back to the land and local food supply and being able to have access to healthy, well-produced food, where we're not only being healthy by consuming this good food, but we're supporting our local economy and our local family farmers who are committed to continuing to produce this quality food, even in a time of crisis.
Right. And those nutrients, you know, probably are more jam-packed in there because they've had to travel so such a less distant way to the to make it to your shopping cart. I know I had once a yellow watermelon at Smith's mm-hmm. Corner in Rocky Ford, which is a little food stand there that we go to quite often. It rocked my world. It changed my world. I had never had a yellow watermelon, and it tasted so sweet, and it was just amazing. So, again, what can you tell us about some of these farms that we have in El Paso and Pueblo?
Well, what's so amazing about our local farms is that the vast majority of them are family-owned. You know, these are not big mass production food systems here in our region. These are our neighbors. These are amazing families who have been farming for generations. And we have tremendous partnerships at Palmer Land Trust with ranchers and farmers in El Paso County. So we do have wonderful producers, you know, here just outside of Colorado Springs, but then also a plethora of amazing farms in Pueblo, Pueblo County, Otero County, you know, where Rocky Ford is. And like I said, we've listed these farms on our website. And I would really encourage everyone to go look them up, get to know your farmer. And also, you know, if you can't, you know, support them directly for any reason, so many of our grocery stores nowadays are also supplying local food. And so by buying that produce that is coming directly from a farm that's less than 100 miles from your home is a tremendous way to support both the land and our communities. And I would really encourage people, you know, if you can get food now, and of course it's not harvest time, it's seed planting time. Mm-hmm. So the food available is, you know, things like beef and things like pinto beans and things that can be stocked. But come summertime and come fall, I would encourage everybody to get out on the land, visit a farmer, go to those farm stands in Pueblo County and in Rocky Ford and taste those things like yellow watermelons for yourself.
Please do.
It's really like you can't find things like that anywhere else. Nothing beats local food.
And now we do have the convenience. There are a lot of subscription services that these local farms participate in. That's another way that we can, I guess, get involved with the farming community all year long, huh?
Exactly. Those are typically called CSAs, which stand for Community Supported Agriculture. And a lot of farmers have their own CSAs where you can sign up directly through the farm. You know, find their website, and they often have signups. We're also seeing farms come together to create a CSA made up of multiple farms to try to get, you know, as much product as possible. And so those resources are out there. We have them on our website. And now is the time when CSA signups happen, because the whole benefit of a CSA is to, you know, upfront agree to be a member, you know, of this farm, and, you know, that you're going to get this produce throughout the growing season. You often pay for it upfront, and that is critical money for the farmer to then invest in all the crops and the seeds and the planting that needs to happen now. So it's truly, it is community support for local businesses in a way that I think is so beneficial for everyone. It's a win-win. You and your family get delicious food you can't get anywhere else straight from the farm, and farmers get that community support that helps them with production throughout the growing season.
We're speaking to Rebecca Jewett. Interesting information about the Palmer Land Trust's work with farmers. Just one of the many aspects of their mission to preserve land and to conserve land around the Southern Colorado Pikes Peak area. And we're going to be talking more with Rebecca after the break. Right now, it's time to take a little moment for our messages from our kind supporters of The Extra. You're listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. And we're in our last segment here on The Extra, talking with Rebecca Jewett, the CEO of the Palmer Land Trust, an organization whose mission is really to help all of us by protecting all of the things we care about, protecting Southern Colorado's lands for present and future generations. And the vision of a community united around land is essential to our identity, economy, and quality of life. I took that off the website, but we know that that's the work that you do. Rebecca, tell us what we can expect to see from the Palmer Land Trust in 2020.
Well, our work in 2020 is shifting like everyone's is in light of the crisis we're in. But one of the things we're really working on right now is how to better bring the land to people and bring people to the land. We're looking for ways to connect our community to these amazing landscapes, whether it's our public open spaces and trails or local farmers like we talked about earlier. And so in light of social distancing, we're really looking at ways virtually where we can bring the land to people and share some of our amazing landscapes and provide opportunities for our community to see places that, you know, they may not know about, to hear from farmers that they may have never been able to do before. And so I really encourage people to keep connected with us. You can get on our email list, on our website, PalmerLandTrust.org, and we're going to be interviewing farmers. We're going to be talking to different people connected to conservation as this way of bringing conservation and bringing Southern Colorado into everyone's homes. So stay tuned for that. And if you're not already connected with our work, I really encourage everyone to get on our email list, get on our social media channels so that you can be connected to the land during this unprecedented time.
Mm-hmm. And it really is unprecedented. I think people are turning to the land in a way that they haven't maybe before. You realize just spending a half hour or an hour out in nature does a lot to calm your interior monologue that's going on. And the fact that we have it within really such easy reach of nearly everyone who lives in Southern Colorado is a blessing and a gift, and we shouldn't take it for granted. We know that conservation plays a significant role in the personality of this entire region. So how can we all do our part to ensure that we're taking care of the land? Because, you know, we know it's taking care of us during this challenging time. How can we take care of the land?
I think the first step is seeing that these landscapes, you know, they take work, you know, and to really truly appreciate what the gifts we already have with the land, done by people who, you know, preceded all of us. You know, those people who are forward thinking in getting Red Rock Canyon as an open space and preserving it, and Garden of the Gods. You know, all of your favorite places. You know, think of that right now. And I think if we are all just grateful and thankful for those gifts, that's step one, is recognizing it. And then being stewards of this landscape. Farmers are some of the ultimate conservationists in terms of how they are taking care of the land, but we are all conservationists, and we can all be stewards of taking care of this. So, you know, when we can get out of our homes, getting out on a trail and giving back through volunteering, being an advocate for these amazing landscapes in various ways, supporting organizations like Palmer Land Trust and so many of our partners. You know, we can become a member of our organization and give back directly. I think there are so many ways. Eat local food. You know, there's so many ways that everyone in Southern Colorado can show how much they care about this community by taking care of people and the land. And something that we've been reflecting on at Palmer Land Trust is just how conservation is a solution for some of our just most difficult challenges in our community. And when it comes to health, and when it comes to local food, and when it comes to the economy, and I was thinking about the metaphor of a tsunami recently, and, you know, with this crisis, and, you know, we see the wave coming right now, and the wave is starting to hit, you know, and there are people being impacted right now, and our first line responders, whether it's healthcare workers or those who serve, provide social services, those are so important, and we need to be doing everything we can to support that work. But then as the wave recedes and we see, you know, the destruction that will be left behind in our community and the rebuilding that will need to happen, rebuilding our economy, rebuilding our social connections, rebuilding our businesses, conservation is a tool for that rebuilding, whether it's through supporting local farmers, whether it's through getting outside, advocating for that next open space, you know, supporting local tourism, supporting our local businesses.
So important.
I believe conservation is a container for all of that, and nature is a container. And so I just encourage everyone to get involved in that work.
Well said. Rebecca Jewett with the Palmer Land Trust. So honored to have you as our guest today. You've been listening to The Extra. We're going to wrap things up right now. But don't forget, we have more of The Extra coming tomorrow your way at 9 a.m. Thursday morning. And again, Rebecca, thank you so much. We're back in a moment.